Welcome to Tech Talks with Kinsoft. We're the place where we try to make sense of complex tech topics and, well, pull out the insights that really matter for you. Today, we're jumping into something that's been all over the news, probably got you thinking about your own online safety too. We're talking about this recent wave of pretty serious data breaches hitting some big names, major luxury brands, global companies. You've probably seen the headlines, but we want to get beyond that, look at the deeper story. How do these attacks actually happen? Why is your data maybe sitting with these companies such a target, and what does it all really mean?
That's exactly right. We've been digging through quite a few reports, analyses, looking at this trend. And it is concerning. You see these really sophisticated cyber attacks hitting well-known companies like Chanel, Louis Vuitton, even Qantas. So our goal today is to pull out the patterns we're seeing, expose the methods these attackers are using because they are evolving, and maybe most importantly, give you some practical knowledge, things you can actually use to protect yourself better online, because it really isn't just about these big corporations. It's about your personal information.
Okay, let's start there then. Let's look at Chanel. They recently confirmed a breach, right? Affecting U.S. clients.
Yes, discovered July 25th. Unauthorized access, but interestingly, it was to a database hosted by a third-party provider, not Chanel's main systems directly, it seems.
And what kind of data was involved?
Names, email addresses, mailing addresses, phone numbers, stuff people gave when they contacted the U.S. Client Care Center. The good news, relatively speaking, is that they stated no financial details were compromised in this specific instance.
Okay, but still. Names, addresses, phone numbers, that's quite a bit. Why luxury brands, though? Why are they such attractive targets? Is it just about getting lists of wealthy people?
Well, that's part of it, sure. High net worth individuals are seen as valuable targets themselves. But it's more than just that. Attackers can use this kind of detailed personal data, maybe combine it with purchase history if they get that, to craft really convincing scams, targeted phishing, social engineering.
Ah, so the data itself allows for more sophisticated follow-on attacks.
Exactly. Plus, think about the brand reputation. Luxury brands thrive on trust, exclusivity. Damage that, and you create leverage for extortion. And a really critical thread here, something we're seeing again and again, including with Chanel, is this link to third-party service providers.
Yeah.
Specifically, Salesforce instances seem to be involved quite often, as Bleeping Computer reported.
Right, Salesforce. So it's not necessarily Salesforce itself being hacked, but how companies use Salesforce.
Precisely. That's the key distinction. It's a supply chain vulnerability. Salesforce has been pretty clear in their statements. They say their core platform is secure. They're pointing towards issues not being down to a known flaw in their system, but more about how customers manage their security settings.
So, customer responsibility.
Yes. They're highlighting the rise in sophisticated phishing and social engineering targeting their clients' employees. And Salesforce is urging customers, you know, follow best practices. Use multi-factor authentication, that's MFA or 2FA, that extra code or confirmation. Enforce least privilege access, meaning people only get access to exactly what they need for their job, nothing more. And crucially, monitor those connected apps very closely.
It makes sense for Salesforce to emphasize customer responsibility, but you wonder, these platforms are powerful but complex. Could that complexity itself create openings, even for companies trying to do the right thing?
That's a really sharp point. Power and flexibility often come hand in hand with complexity. Misconfigurations, maybe just not keeping up strictly with best practices.
Yeah, that can definitely create gaps attackers can exploit. And this ties into who's actually doing this. The Chanel breach, for instance, seems to be part of a larger campaign. It's been attributed to the Shiny Hunters group.
Shiny Hunters, they've been around for a while, known for data theft, extortion.
That's them. But what's really interesting and maybe a bit confusing is that there were reports back in late June 2025 of arrests linked to Shiny Hunters and their forum, breach forums.
Arrests? But the attacks are still happening.
Apparently so. Which raises big questions, doesn't it? How are they pulling this off despite law enforcement action?
Yeah, what does that tell us? Well, it might suggest these groups are more decentralized than we think. Maybe arresting one or two key figures doesn't stop the whole operation. Or perhaps others just pick up the mantle. It highlights this constant cat and mouse game. And Google's threat intelligence group, GTIC, they reported in June on a group called UNC 6040, which seems linked to these attacks. They're using some pretty sophisticated social engineering, mostly phishing, that's voice phishing, over the phone, and regular email phishing, often pretending to be IT support.
So they're actually calling employees or sending emails that look like they're from internal tech support. That's bold.
Incredibly bold and effective. They trick employees into going to Salesforce's connected app setup page. Then they get the employee to enter a connection code. This code links a malicious OAuth app.
Okay, hang on. OAuth app, what does that do exactly?
Think of it like giving permission. You know how sometimes you sign into a new website using your Google or Facebook account? That uses OAuth. You're granting that website limited access to some of your Google or Facebook info without giving it your main password. Here, the attackers trick the employee into granting their malicious app permission to access data within the company's Salesforce system.
Wow, and they disguise the app.
Yeah, often as something harmless sounding like My Ticket Portal. Once it's connected, the attackers can just siphon off sensitive customer data from the CRM system.
So the CRM, the customer relationship management system, that's where all the customer details live. Names, contact info, maybe purchase history.
Exactly. It's the crown jewels of customer data for many companies. And it's not just the OAuth trick. They're also stealing login credentials and those MFA tokens, the one-time codes using fake login pages that look identical to the real thing.
That makes it incredibly hard for an ordinary employee to spot. They're exploiting human trust.
Absolutely. It's less about breaking down technical walls sometimes and more about just walking through the front door because someone held it open for you, essentially.
And this isn't just Chanel. You mentioned this is a wider campaign.
Oh, yes. We've seen a whole string of major brands disclosing similar breaches in recent months. LVMH subsidiaries, think Louis Vuitton, Dior, Tiffany & Co. Tiffany Korea specifically mentioned a vendor platform being infiltrated. Adidas, Qantas, Allianz Life. All reporting breaches linked to these third-party CRM platforms. It really does look like a coordinated effort using a similar playbook.
The scale is quite something. Louis Vuitton, for example, that breach had a huge international footprint, didn't it?
Massive. Confirmed July 2nd, 2025. It hit customers in Australia, Hong Kong, where they said 419,000 customers were impacted. South Korea, Turkey, the UK, Italy, Sweden, Spain, New Zealand. Pretty much global.
And what data was exposed there? Similar to Chanel?
Similar, but maybe even broader in some ways. Full names, gender, country, postal addresses, emails, phone numbers, date of birth, purchase history. Again, they stated no passwords or financial details directly. But worryingly, in some cases, passport numbers were also exposed.
Passport numbers. Okay, that really elevates the risk. Identity theft becomes a much bigger concern.
Absolutely. And you saw the customer reaction, right? Especially in Australia, where some people apparently didn't get notified for up to 20 days after LV detected the breach.
20 days? That seems like a long time.
It does. And people were understandably upset. We saw comments online, like on Reddit, folks angry about the sheer amount of data access, name, address, date of birth, and questioning why companies even need to collect all that unnecessary PII or personally identifiable information in the first place.
That's a fair point. Does a luxury brand really need your date of birth to sell you a handbag? It makes you think about data minimization.
It really does. And then there's Qantas, not a luxury brand, but a major airline, huge customer base. They also got hit.
Right. When was that?
Between June 30th and July 2nd, 2025. Again, via a third-party system, this time a contact center system based in Manila. Affected about 5.7 million unique customer records.
5.7 million, wow.
Yeah. Mostly names, emails, frequent flyer details. But for around 1.7 million of those, it also included addresses, dates of birth, phone numbers, gender. Qantas also emphasized no passwords, credit card details, or passport info were taken. So again, that consistent pattern.
So when you pull back and look at all these incidents together, Chanel, LV, Qantas, others, what's the big picture here?
The big picture is that the threat landscape is constantly shifting, and supply chain security is maybe one of the most critical weak points right now. You just have to look at the list of breaches here in Australia over the last few years, 2018 to 2025. It's relentless. It hits everyone.
Mm.
Home builders like Metricon, big super funds like Rest and Australian Super, universities, government agencies. It really drives home that your data isn't just risked by the company you give it to directly. It's risked by their vendors, their service providers, that whole interconnected web your data travels.
That's a sobering thought. So for these brands like Chanel, Louis Vuitton, where trust and loyalty are everything, how do they even begin to rebuild after something like this? It's not just about fixing the technical hole, is it?
Not at all. Communication is absolutely key. Clear, honest, timely information about what happened, who was affected, what data was involved, and what steps customers should take. Any ambiguity or delay just makes things worse. And then internally, they need robust, tested incident response plans. Not just a plan sitting on a shelf, but one they actually practice. And cybersecurity training for everyone has to be part of the culture, not just an IT thing. But even then, the social engineering aspect we talked about makes it incredibly tough.
It really does sound like a constant battle. Okay, so let's bring it back to our listeners. What can you do? Faced with all this, how can you better protect your own digital self? Based on what we've discussed today, especially these kinds of attacks, here are a few key actions. First, passwords. We always say it, but it's crucial. Strong, unique passwords for every site. Don't reuse them. Use a mix of letters, numbers, symbols. And honestly, consider using a password manager. It makes managing unique passwords so much easier and more secure.
That's a great first step.
Second, two-factor authentication, or 2FA. Enable it everywhere you possibly can. But thinking about how these attackers are trying to grab MFA tokens, maybe prioritize the more secure types of 2FA if they're offered.
Right, like authenticator apps on your phone, Google Authenticator, Authy, those kinds. Or even better, hardware security keys, mm-hmm. like YubiKey. They're generally seen as stronger than just getting a code via SMS text message, which can sometimes be intercepted or phished.
Good point. Okay, third, monitor your accounts. Keep an eye on your bank statements, credit card activity, obviously, but maybe also check things like your frequent flyer balance or loyalty points. Those are targets too now. Set up transaction alerts if you can.
Vigilance is key.
Fourth, software updates. Keep your phone, your computer, your apps updated. Those updates often patch security holes that attackers are actively looking for. Don't ignore them.
Simple but effective.
Fifth, think before you share. Be really mindful about what personal information you hand over online. Do they really need your exact date of birth for that newsletter? Your full home address for that contest? Given how this data is being used in breaches, maybe be a bit more reserved if it's not strictly necessary.
Data minimization on a personal level.
Exactly. And finally, number six, be super wary of phishing and vishing. Those fake emails, texts, even phone calls, especially if they mention some personal detail they might have gotten from a previous breach to sound legitimate, or if they ask you to click a link, download something, or provide login details or codes. If you're unsure, don't click, don't respond. Contact the company directly through their official website or phone number that you look up yourself. Never use the links or numbers in the suspicious message.
That skepticism is probably your best defense against those social engineering tricks.
Yeah. You know, looking at the scale and the cleverness of these recent attacks, it really hits home. Cyber threats aren't just some technical issue for the IT folks anymore. They're a core business risk, and they're deeply personal for all of us. Maybe the question we need to ask isn't if our data might get exposed in some breach, but when it happens, how ready are we to deal with it?
I think that's the right way to frame it. Understanding how these threat actors operate, where the vulnerabilities lie, mm-hmm. especially in these third-party systems, it gives you power. It just underscores the constant need for strong security, both for us as individuals and for the businesses we interact with. It's a shared responsibility, really.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us on this edition of Tech Talks with Kinsoft. If you're thinking about your own business's security posture or your IT needs in general after hearing all this, you can find out more about how we can help at www.kinsoft.com.au. Stay informed, stay vigilant out there. We'll catch you next time with more insights to help you navigate this complex digital world.